Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Tuesday, June 1st, 2021. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Good to have you. Why don't we start the podcast by going through recent price action in the Japanese rate basis and FX markets. I'd also be curious key drivers of that price action based on what you see in the high frequency flow data, as well as what you're hearing from clients.
In May, after Golden Week, the yen swap rate curve flattened, yen basis curve tightened, and the yen weakened. Also, Dong Yen stayed within a very tight range, just 2 yen between mid 108 and lower 110 level. Minister of Finance, MOF, weekly securities flow data for April and May showed that Japanese investing flows so far in fiscal year 21 can be characterized as firstly the pausing and a shift from falling stocks to falling bonds, and secondly, the reshuffled more with alternative investments and falling bonds. Meanwhile, falling as a flow reflect fairly net redemption of the TDBs and fourth, faster accumulation of JGBs. Our tentative view of yen flows at the start of fiscal year 21 is that Japanese pension funds have started to rebuild equity positions. With regards to overseas investors, we expect them to rebuild their short-term TDB positions with auction in June, 6 months on June 9th, and 1 year on June 16th. Overseas investors have bought an aggregate 1.4 trillion yen of TDBs since May 2nd. The TDB auctioned on May 6th and 7th triggered a tightening in yen forward spreads. Overseas investors also acquired a net 2 trillion yen of medium to long-term JGBs over the last 2 weeks of May. Their preference for JGBs grew in May on inflation fear in a US CPI and FOMC minutes that reveal the members' interest in starting to scale back monetary easing. Global bond investors typically turn to JGBs in times of fear, and we think that yen cross-currency arbitrage was potentially more appealing.
You know, it's really interesting that you mentioned that pause in allocation out of foreign stocks into foreign bonds. As you pointed out in a number of your research pieces, that there's been a very large allocation from Japanese pension funds out of foreign stocks into foreign bonds that I believe started in July of last year. Just so interesting to see if this is merely a pause or perhaps a reversal of that trend. So let's do the same thing, but with a focus on what you expect for the month of June.
We expect the yen rates to stabilize through the end of June. The global money and bond markets could be flush with US dollar funds nearing the end of the quarter. Foreigners may have no other option than to pile into JGBs if there is a surplus of US dollar at the end of the quarter. In June, we generally expect a downward bias for yen swap rates and a tightening bias for yen basis. Yen asset pricing biases could change from July onward depending on the New York Fed's IOER adjustments after the June FOMC meeting, as well as the end to the BOJ's 3 months US dollar fund supply and operations. The BOJ will not make any changes to its JGB wind down in June. While speculation in the market have picked up that the BOJ would cut JGB buying, the rumors proved unfounded. So far in fiscal year 21, the BOJ cut JGB buying in April and plans to study the policy effects in May to June. We have revised downward our yen rates outlooks based on the scale of yen cross-currency arbitrage trading among foreigners. Yen basis is low and stable, and Japanese tend to hedge for foreign exchange risks. This may match with the yen cross-currency arbitrage trading by foreigners. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga announced that the state of emergency in some part of the country will be extended to June 20th, but there is still the possibility of an early lifting. The government's calendar includes the end of the ordinary Diet session on June 16th, the beginning of the campaigning for the Tokyo Assembly election on June 25th, and the Tokyo Assembly election voting on July 4th. We do not expect the BOJ to make any changes to monetary policy setting at its June 17th to 18th meeting, and it may focus on financial system policy related to the restructuring of regional banks and yen interest rates on a current deposit at the BOJ.
Well, that's certainly a lot to watch for in the month of June. Switching topics, I'd like to highlight a research piece you published on June 1st. It was your JPY cross view for June, entitled JPY Rates Curve Flattening, Dollar-Yuan Basis Swap Shrink Further, Nearing Half-Year End. In particular, you have a table called the JPY G10 Cross Currency Matrix, which is really interesting. You examine global investor investment alternatives in both dollar and yen denominated terms. I was wondering if you could share some of the high points from that publication with our listeners.
Okay, thank you. Overseas investors have been taking yen cross-currency arbitrage opportunities since Golden Week. This has put downward pressure on US dollar terms JGB returns. From end April through end May, JGB yields in US dollar terms have dropped 2 years from 0.49% to 0.27%, 5 years from 1.27% to 0.99%, and 10 years from 2.2% to 1.92%. The dominance of yen basis arbitrages by foreigners has weakened the appeal of JGB yields in US dollar terms. However, euro yields in US dollar terms also declined French from 1.84% to 1.64%. And Italian govies from 2.683% to 2.49%. Thus, the relative value of JGBs has not diminished yet. Overseas investors will probably continue to buy JGBs in June. High season for yen samurai bond issuances lies ahead. Yen samurai issuances were weak in fiscal year 20 because of the COVID pandemic, but they may pick up in fiscal year 21. We will be watching if overseas investors want yen funding out of the post-COVID economy, even with US dollar funding reasonable. Like overseas investors, Japanese appear to be starting to implement their overseas investing strategies for fiscal year 21. We expect overseas investors to increasingly invest in yen samurai bonds when yen base is widening by Japanese investors.
That's really interesting. You can see the footprints of that of all that cross currency arbitrage buying across, you know, obviously in the Japanese market, but also in Europe as well. I think we're about out of time, so why don't we wrap things up as we typically do with your outlook for yen rate, spot dollar yen, and yen basis.
The 10-year Treasury yield has broken below the 1.6% vividly, and the DXY US dollar index has fallen to within the lowest range this year. This means that the yen topside could be heavy. The next trigger will likely be the US jobs data. We expect the yen to trade within a 2 yen range, 108 to 110, with a neutral bias. On May 27th, the MOF's 40-year JGB auction concluded smoothly with 1.6 trillion yen bid against 100 billion yen on offer. Yen rates could come under downward pressure on US dollar and euro yields decline. Yen swap rates will keep neutral this week and will likely shift to a downward bias next week. Japanese investors are carefully managing their foreign currency positions with an eye toward the end of June and will likely seek foreign currency asset funding with yen basis. Central banks around the world, especially US Fed, strategically try to normalize monetary operation out of the post-COVID world. Japanese are actively managing their positions now that fiscal year 20 earnings season is over, and overseas investors appear to be reducing their preference for JGBs at the margin. Yen basis will maintain a neutral bias this week and will likely shift to a tightening bias next week.
Great stuff. Thanks for joining us, Sekiro-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.